So in the Iker Issa Ribbis, Achareim have a very sadistic Chakira, how to understand what the nature of the Issa of Ribbis is. Do we say the Ribbis is a it's a Mammas Dikadin, it's a Gzela Dikadin? Then the reason why the Torah asked the Ribbis is because you're taking Mammon from someone else, Shalai Kadin, just like you're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to take his money through Ribbis. So it's more of a regular Dine Mammonis Gzela Dikadin. Or do we say that no, maybe it's not a Gzela Dikadin, because the truth is that he knows that he's giving you the money, and the Issa is even on the Loiv and not just on the Malva, which sounds like it's not a regular Gzela Dikadin, but the pshat is it's a new Issa, it's an Issa Dikadin, it's more of a Issa, but not a Mamakim, just like a person is not allowed to eat chazer, you're not allowed to take Ribbis or pay Ribbis. It's nothing to do with Dini Mamanis and Dini Chayshim Mishman and Dini Gzela, it's an Issa, it's not an Issa Ba'alma, not a Gzela Dikadin. That is a chakir that Chayim have, and many different rayas lekan lekan. Now the pasha says from the Gemara here in Samach Amud Aleph, if you could bring a shtaker ray that it is a mamnas dikadin, because the Gemara asks this, the question that lamali amar rabba lamali dekasa chana la beribis lam begezel la bayina. Why do you need la by all these things by ribis by gezel bayina? Just write it by one of them. You can learn the rest from that one lav, and it's mavoy in the Gemara that if you had a lav written by Ribbis, if you know the Ribbis is also, we can learn from there the Gezel is also. Now, if you learn the Ribbis is a new din, it's not a Gezel Dikadin, it's a new din that for some reason the Torah asked Ribbis, but it's not because of the Gezel Shavoy, then how could you learn from here that Gezel is also, and this has nothing to do with Gezel. So Lechara, it's mashma very much from this Gemara, that it's not a new Isser, it's not an Isser Dikadin, but it's a regular Mamnis Dikadin, it's a Gezel Dikadin, and therefore if the Torah asked Ribbis, you should be able to learn from here that Gezel is also as well. It's in Dua that Reb Chaim brought a raya, the other way, a beautiful raya from the Seder Hadvarim of the Shulchan Aruch, from the Tur. Because the Tur brings down Hilchas Ribbis in Yeridaya, not in Chayshim Mishpat. So, in fact, Reb Chaim, why is Ribbis in Yeridaya? Should be in Chayshim Mishpat. It's a regular Dine Mamnas. What's it doing in Yeridaya? So, he said that from here is a raya lechaya that it's not a Mamnas Dikadin, it's not a Gzela Dikadin, it's a Yeridaya Dikadin. Being that it's a Yeridaya Dikadin, it's Issa Dikadin, that's why it belongs in Yeridaya, not in Chayshim Mishpat. So from the placement of the tour, by the fact that he put Hilchas Ribbis in Yeridaya, not in Chayshim Mishpat, that goof is a raya, that it's a, it's not Dine Mamas, but it's Dine Isser Veheter. But that raya, Lechari, can be machaber very easily, because if you look in the beginning of the Lashon of the tour, when the tour starts off, Hilchas Ribbis, he says something very interesting. He says, Ribbis, Hoyal Ma'asal Yad, name of a Milsa, Ribbis, once it came to our hands, let's say something about it, and the, So Shailas, what does he mean with that? What does he mean, Hoyal Vasa Yadam? Because we happen to be talking about it, let's say something about it, then he goes into the whole Hilchas Ribbis. What's this Arichas Lashon HaTur? So the Bach of there explains like this. He says, the Nira Lefisha Ramam Kosov Dina Ribbis Hilchas Malva V'Loi. The tour is bothered that if you look in the Ramam brings down Hilchas Ribbis and Dina Malva V'Loi where it belongs. But Rav Lasekin, the tour didn't do that. He brought it down in Yeridaya. So his Snatzel V'Amar, so the tour is apologizing and he's explaining, why did I do this? Why did I put Ribbis over in Yeridaya? Not in the Chayshim Mishpat, the Fisha Haya Asik between Gaim Shardi Labar. Right before Hilchas Ribbis are the halachas of Avadis Kachavim, of Avadis Zara, and it talks about Gaim that went into the bar. If you have a guy in the bar, what's the din? The Hismach is a din Havala Gaibi Ribbis. So once we're talking about Dine Gaim Lagabe Yardi Labar, we talk about Dine Gaim Lagabe Ribbis, Shein Mitzum Lach Yaisai, the Shaykhle. Over here also there's a din Shein Mitzum Lach Yaisai, so it's similar to that din of a guy that went into the bar. So and that's what the Torah means. Once I'm talking about these inyanim of a of ribbis of a guy, let's go into all the Hilchas Ribbis. So the way the Bach understands the Torah, which is very mistaber, is that the Torah himself is apologizing and he's saying that really I shouldn't be bringing ribbis over here in Yeridaya, it should be in Chayshim Mishpat. But once I spoke about a guy in a bar that does no chiv l'achyosei, let's talk about the chiv l'achyosei gabi ribbis. Once we talk about that, let's go into all Hilchas Ribbis, and that's why all Ribbis ended up in Yeridaya. So if anything, would be Mashma Fakir, it would be Mashma that really, it is a Chayshim Mishpat Dikadin, really it is a Gzela Dikadin, and that's what belongs, but for technical reasons, it ended up over here. So lefi that, the Raya of Reb Chaim would not be Muchach, and it would be, Pasha says, it would be a Gzela Dikadin, like it's Mashma Ligma over here, that you would be able to learn Gezel from Ribbis, and Ribbis from Gezel.